This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today is January 6th, the second anniversary of the attack on the U.S. Capitol.
President Biden will award the nation's second highest civilian honor to a dozen people today involved in safeguarding the Capitol and the will of voters during and after the riot 2 years ago.
We have a breach of the Capitol! Breach of the Capitol!
On the insurrection's second anniversary, the president will award the Presidential Citizens Medal to seven law enforcement officers, including former Washington, D.C. police officer Michael Fanone.
I think we're still in grave jeopardy.
Who tells the AP, just look at the midterm election results, where Trump acolytes and election deniers narrowly lost.
Yeah, democracy won by a fraction of a percent in a lot of places.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
It's not how you start, it's how you finish. That's what top House Republican Kevin McCarthy says as he hopes the House will elect him Speaker today, which it has refused to do in 11 rounds of voting so far.
One McCarthy critic, Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida, cast votes for the former president.
The Honorable Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received one.
Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York won the most votes on every ballot but remained short of a majority. McCarthy ran second, gaining no ground. Republicans voted to adjourn until noon Friday. Norman Hall, Washington.
Now to Russian President Putin's temporary ceasefire order for his forces in Ukraine to mark a Russian church holiday. Kyiv, Ukraine officials call it a ploy. Moscow isn't saying whether it would hit back if Ukraine keeps fighting. That monster storm that's been slamming California has led to at least two deaths. It's knocked out power to thousands of people and flooded communities. This is AP News. The latest now on the killings of four University of Idaho students. The AP's Donna Warder.
An unsealed affidavit says DNA matching that of suspect Brian Koberger was found on a knife sheath recovered at the crime scene, and that surveillance footage shows a white Hyundai Elantra, like the one Koberger owns, driving by the home repeatedly on November 13th, and on a fourth time speeding away from the victim's home about 16 minutes after arriving. Idaho University law professor Samuel Newton questions whether there's direct evidence against the suspect.
Say that the defendant here has touched this knife sheath, for example, before. That doesn't necessarily place him at the crime scene. It places a sheath that he has touched.
A surviving roommate told authorities that early November 13th, a masked man with bushy eyebrows dressed in black walked past her toward a sliding glass door. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.